Mooresville resident Stan Thompson says he was the one who first coined the term Hydrail. It's short for hydrogen-powered rail, a technology that Thompson says someday will change the way people and goods are moved all around the world.
It's a case of what I would call manifest destiny, given that oil is going to run out, given that global warming is becoming a greater and greater concern, given that all of these things are going to converge. There's no real doubt that it's going to happen. The question is, where is it going to happen first? And that is something that can be managed by the flow of information.
So we have hybridization degree.
And that's what Thompson had hoped to do when he organized the first Hydrail conference 2 years ago. During a presentation at this year's by an Italian official, attendees from places like India, South Korea, and Canada lean forward as they struggle through a language barrier. While the accents heard in this room this week ranged drastically, everyone here shared a passion for the same technology. It's one that they say will see hydrogen someday replace diesel as the main fuel burned on the world's rails. A Vancouver consultant, Peter Holt, explains.
Purely a method of powering a locomotive, and the fuel has changed from diesel fuel to hydrogen. And in addition to that, in order to use hydrogen most efficiently and effectively, we add a battery into the power pack.
At the heart of the technology is a simple chemical equation that sounds straight out of a high school chemistry lab. Hydrogen and oxygen are mixed. That reaction produces heat, water, and electricity. That power can then be used in a number of applications, ranging from mines and factories to military bases and airports. Another potential application is light and commuter rail lines, like those the Charlotte Area Transit System is building now.
My guess is we're still anywhere from 8 to 10 years off before the kind of technology issues that are being addressed here today will be ready for implementation in the field.
That's David Carroll, the project manager for CAT's North Corridor Commuter Rail Line. He shares the optimism of the scientist who attended the conference this week, but he also takes a more guarded approach to it. People in his position want to see the science behind Hydrail become more reliable and cost-effective, while also being reassured about some safety concerns.
If we can duplicate the performance we get today with a diesel locomotive or with electrical power, with an environmentally superior power source, then it could be a win-win. And it just takes a while to do that.
Even the most optimistic of those who attended this week's Hydrail conference say today's technology is only about as far along as the car was, say, in 1910. But Hydrail technology is already being tested in Japan. India, the UK, and the US are among those striving to have on-track tests in place by 2010. But Tarun Huria, an Indian professor helping his country achieve even what he calls an ambitious goal, says the technology for Hydrail will advance at a much quicker rate.
The good news is, you know, that technology is developing very fast. It won't take as long as it did from Henry Ford to in 1900s or to 1970s when, you know, the technology was completely developed.
Most everyone at this week's conference is approaching Hydrail from an environmental standpoint. Unlike diesel, it's completely renewable and doesn't produce pollution. But there's also an economic development angle. Rick Hudson is a member of an Iredell County-based hydrogen advancement team that's working to build a strong foundation for the industry in the Piedmont. Hudson says hydrogen, which proponents also tout as a potential source of electricity for consumers, has a very bright future. And he says the Charlotte area might as well get in on it early.
Developing energy resources, developing alternative energy, developing hydrogen, and finding the right infrastructure to plug that into is our way to future energy development and economic development.
Those economic development plans, along with the idea to bring the world's leading Hydrail scientists together for an annual conference, can all be traced back to Stan Thompson. David Carroll, the CATS official who's watched Thompson's work for several years now, says the mission the Mooresville man is on should not be understated.
And if it does take off, he will. A lot of it will be owing just to his perseverance and vision. You know, he's a one guy kind of leading the charge, and yet it's certainly a charge that a lot of us ultimately will be joining because it's the right thing to do.
Thompson has already picked the location for the fourth annual International Hydrail Conference next year. It will convene in Valencia, Spain. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.